If you want to show me your values, show me your pocketbook. Be transparent. They've made billions of dollars in profits. What are they doing with those profits? What are they doing with the membership dollars that we give to them in terms of the county and our individual memberships? How are they investing those dollars in improving their mental health care system? That's what we want to see.
If Shirley Zane sounds mad, it's because she's been fighting to improve Kaiser's mental health care since her husband took his life in 2011. She feels that Kaiser failed to treat him properly. And in her meeting with Tyson and other Kaiser executives, she has encouraged the company to try new approaches to care.
If they don't have office space, they might want to consider home visits, because other therapists do home visits. They have a whole team that goes in when somebody is released that might need occupational therapy or speech therapy, that go into the home. You know, so why not also mental health therapy at the same time? It's very helpful to meet with somebody in their home setting in terms of the information that you can gather. I think that they are interested very much in their appearance, but they haven't made the investments yet. They're very far from parity.
Parity is the legally mandated idea that mental health must be treated with the same urgency and completeness as any other illness. The group that Zane has brought to Kaiser for these meetings might share an example like this. Someone who has suffered a heart attack would never be asked to wait for a month before seeing a cardiologist. But it's not unusual to wait that long for someone seeking mental health care at Kaiser.
Our group, it consists of actually one woman who lost her son up in Oregon from suicide, and then one woman from Alameda County, and then a couple who lost their daughter a little over a year ago. So, you know, we come from different places, but we're all advocating for the same thing. And Kaiser is by far the largest healthcare provider here in Sonoma County. They really are our partner, and I think that the more that we advocate for better mental health, the more it will have a positive impact on the people I serve here in Sonoma County.
Okay, so you then met with them, you say, last month, that was in June, and have another plan to meet with them?
We do have another plan in September. I don't think they will have reached that goal in terms of equal care until they have psychiatric beds in their hospitals. Because right now, they have to send people 2 hours away, if they send them at all, to a psychiatric hospital. And then they're often only okaying to pay for a few days when somebody actually needs additional treatment. So they have a long way to go in terms of being transparent about those profits and what they're doing to provide mental health parity.
And it sounds like you plan to hold them to account until the answers are the ones that you want to get from them.
Yeah, we want to work with them to make it the best possible system ever. They're the giant, and we're not going to be satisfied with, if they toss a million here and a million there for programs. They've got to do a lot better.